It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
He puts the fine in finance. Host of Kudlow on Fox Business, Sexy Larry Kudlow. She's one badass broad caster. Host of Sunny's Corner on Sirius XM Patriot, Sunny Johnson. She found her cat in a dumpster, or vice versa. Fox News contributor, Kat Tiff. His jumping jacks require special clearance from the FAA. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. Larry, this is good news, but do you care to expand on your own perspective on this?
I thought you did a very good job.
Thank you.
Really, I thought you did a very good job. And we should never forget 9/11 and how bad that was. And Zawahiri was a key planner. So you're dead right on all counts. And I'm glad they got him. Mm-hmm. No hell is good enough for that son of a
right.
Would you say that? Tip of the hat to Joe Biden, especially tip of the hat to the intelligence services who really engineered this. Mm-hmm. And I'll just, having said that, I'll issue a warning because you mentioned it. The fact is Taliban is harboring Al-Qaeda's or Haqqani's, okay? The second fact is we still have not made good on our Afghanistan promises to help all those American friends and allies who are still there, stuck in that despotic country. Mm-hmm. And actually, something Mike Pompeo said to me on our show today, American taxpayers should not give one nickel to this Taliban regime. They are terrorists. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate all our values. So good. So Zawahiri is gone. But we've got to keep our guard up all the time because they're coming after us.
You know, that leads me to an obvious follow-up question. How did Mike Pompeo lose all that weight? Right?
I hate to be a spokesperson, but I think he ate less.
I hear that works. I hear that works.
Wasn't that good? I just came up with that.
I thought that was excellent.
Was that very cool?
You're doing good, kid.
I was completely unprepared. It wasn't in the notes, you know? Damn.
Sunny, always great to see you. What's your take on all this?
I feel bad laughing at some of your jokes in the beginning. but I guess appropriate for Greg.
Yes.
I just want to put that out there. One of the things that I think is most dangerous about Zawahiri dying is if you listen to what everyone says, they say that the main thing about him was he didn't have the cult of personality that Bin Laden had.
Right.
So that's what scares me more than anything, that the next one that comes after him is going to not only have the murderous ideology, but is also going to have the personality to push it. And I think that that might be a reason why we haven't heard so much about it in the last couple of years. But if they get the right face and the right voice out there to be in leadership of what they're doing, that I think we're really going to, you know, hear a lot more coming out of Afghanistan. But if you think about it in terms of our politicians here pushed us into globalism, thinking like this was going to be the answer to what ails us here in America. And part of that was the war on terror. And now what we're seeing is the East isn't participating in our globalism. Africa isn't participating in our globalism. South America isn't participating in our globalism. So it's not globalism. It's just Westernism.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Hotep Jesus for saying it on my show. But that's where we are now, is that we are coming to a realization that as a nation, we have been pushed into this idea of globalization. And it's like we're the only kid at the birthday party. Like nobody else is showing up. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be very sad when we go to open the presents and we realize exactly what's there in terms of lost treasure, in terms of lost lives, in terms of lost stature across the world. Yeah, that's where we are. And they want to call us isolationists for pointing that out. No, y'all did a very good job of isolating us on your own. We had nothing to do with that.
That's a brilliant point. Especially the point about the absence of Al-Zahrawi being due to his personality. Kat, you're an expert at getting bombed.
Apparently, you'll never get tired of this.
I know. It gets worse as the show goes on, Kat. I just want to warn you. Little trigger warning there. Well, as a libertarian, are you okay with this?
Oh, no, I am certainly not. The terrorists should live.
What
kind of question is that? Okay, yeah, I'm going to blow your mind here. I think the terrorists bad. 9/11 was also bad.
Good job.
Yeah, you tell me you did 9/11, I'm going to say, no, sir, that was not good.
Excellent. Good job.
Well, how am I supposed to expect me to some kind of nuanced take on this?
Well, no, I was just thinking if you had like a little, some kind of like complexity having to do with, missiles and things. I don't know what you libertarians think.
Well, we think we're not pro-terrorist.
Right, that's good.
All right, well, you learned something new about me today.
Tyrus, all right, wrap it up for us with your thoughtful...
You know what? I'm going to be the bad guy here. I guess I'll be the cat in this situation. I'm concerned about the point of this. Mm-hmm. You spit in the face of all the allies we had in Afghanistan. You left them hanging. Mm-hmm. You empowered the bad guys. China's punking us. Mm-hmm. Russia's punking us. And you go and kill the quiet guy that everyone forgot about who was powerless somewhere. So now you just inspired everyone who needed an excuse for martyrdom. That's the problem with this administration. We can't even, Nancy Pelosi has to fly to Taiwan, like, I'm going. And our administration's like, oh, I probably wouldn't go, I don't know. China's bigger than us. And that's our administration. If our previous administration, if someone would have made a threat like that to Pelosi, they'd have been like, for every plane I see, there'll be 500 of ours and a bomb. It would have been a threat. No one would talk to the United States that way. Afghanistan wouldn't think about the things that we've done. But we continue to make these horrible mistakes, these gaffes. Mm-hmm. So you pissed it down your leg in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and now you went and you gave them a martyr. Mm-hmm. So I'm not as thrilled about it. I'm glad he's dead, mm-hmm. but I just think the timing was pathetic, and it's not going to take our minds off inflation, what you're doing with our education, with our police. Nothing of that's going to work. No smoke screen is going to work. So you killed a guy who was ineffective at the top.
Yeah.
So you've inspired a bunch of new guys, and we have an open border.
Yeah.
And yeah, well played.
Statistically speaking, a lot of the times when you take someone out like that, the lower level people who replace them are even more ruthless
but the timing,
than the person that was taken out.
We haven't closed one deal yet.
To Sonny's point, that like if they get a charismatic leader again, then all bets are off. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
They want to pull the trigger to make government bigger. And Dems promise a whole new mess by doubling the IRS. I speak of the recently unveiled Inflation Reduction Act, the most inappropriately labeled thing since Greenland. It should be called the Bend Over Act of 2022. Anyway, yeah. What are the hidden details in this massive 700-page bill? Doubling the size of the IRS. That makes it twice as big, Kat. Mm. Now, that's what I call a reduction, right? First, it's recession, and now they can't define reduction either. The bill contains a massive $80 billion investment in the agency, more than half of which would go towards enforcement. And that means hiring an additional 86,000 IRS employees over the next decade to crack down on taxpayers, which leaves out most Democrats. In other words, expect more audits, especially for the average Joe. Because as the Wall Street Journal, which is owned by our parent company, Jiffy Pop, points out,
the rich can afford more tax lawyers, and middle and upper middle class Americans will be inclined to settle IRS claims, however meritless, lest they spend even more to defend themselves. So, yeah, get ready for an even bigger government once this bill gets rammed through Congress like Jerry Nadler going through the Capitol metal detector. Although what's odd is how they're trying to market the whole thing. I mean, check out this commercial that I saw last night at 3 a.m.
Hey, you, tired of small government giving you too much flexibility and freedom? Then get ready to build back better with the sexiest Inflation Reduction Act ever. Thought the IRS couldn't get any hotter? Think again, because we're doubling it in size. That means more hot agents, more hot audits, and the hottest, sweatiest tax collection season this side of the Atlantic. Giving your hard-earned cash to big government has never felt this good. F*** yeah!
Sonny, I know it's kind of a boring topic, but these boring topics can be alarming. Are you alarmed?
No, I just put this on my list of 100 ways that the Black Democrats will never beat white supremacy. So, like, if you remember when Joe Biden came out and he said one of the signs of systemic racism is that Black business owners don't have access to lawyers and to tax auditors and right. accountants. Why do you make it necessary for us to need so many of them?
Yes.
Like, if you really think that the systemic racism is the problem and that is what is hurting us, why do you continue to do it? And why do your Black Dems and their knee pads come along and cheer you when you do things like this?
Yeah,
like,
Joe.
It is so tiring to continuously watch Black Americans try to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, try to do everything that government says we should do in order to become, you know, successful members of society. And then as soon as we start having progress, Democrats come along and figure out every single way possible to throw more roadblocks and barriers in front of us. And, like, to me, this is what you look at if you know that this is a cause of your systemic racism. If you know that this is a problem, why is it continuously you that are suggesting that we have more government, we have more regulations, we have more roadblocks? Like I said, on my list of 100 reasons that Black Democrats will never beat white supremacy.
There you go. Iris, care to add anything?
Mm-hmm. Preach, sister. Hey, some man. I hope the first ones they go get Joe and Hunter.
Yes.
And Pelosi. Why don't you give them lead by example?
Yes. Yes.
They should have had it in there where they all volunteer for an audit. Every one of them senators and all of them. But I bet, you know what, because that probably would take about 86,000 agents
yes.
to figure out all that drama. But she's right.
It's going to be a string of Black entertainers that they're going to put out, and they're going to run all over the tabloids mm-hmm. and say, look what they did, look what they did, look what they did. And they're going to be making money off of them from the progressive tabloid side of it mm-hmm. while government is making money off of them from the taxation side of it. And it's utterly ridiculous that we continue to be used as pawns.
At this time, I would like to identify as a Scotsman. My new name is Patrick O'Houlihan Murdoch.
I liked how you kept Murdoch. Good move.
It's Scottish.
Is it Scottish?
Or Australian?
Kat, I know you're a fan of small government. That's like being a fan at this point of unicorns, right?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah, my husband got really mad at me last year when I said on TV that the IRS is a crime organization.
Yeah.
So now that there's double them, I probably shouldn't say that now. And I probably shouldn't say that taxation is armed robbery either.
Ooh,
because
you
when
go.
You don't when you don't pay, people with guns show up and take you away, yeah. which I'm pretty sure is what armed robbery is.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely wouldn't say that now that there's so many of them. But yeah, again, like Tyra said, it's like multiple experts think that Joe Biden cheated on his taxes in 2017 and 2018. And obviously, you know, Nancy Pelosi's husband, really good guesser.
Yeah.
I've never been to a psychic, but if he was taking clients, I would go.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Hunter between crack had all his paperwork in order.
Yeah, exactly.
Drug addicts are so good about being fiscally responsible.
That is true. Well, you got to afford the drugs.
As a Scottish man, I
So, Larry, I kept you for last because
this is fun.
Yes.
I'm just loving this. You know? And I'm so glad that I don't have to say it, you know?
What are the odds of me being audited? And will it go up or down by just me saying that? Everybody at Fox is getting audited.
By the end of this show, much higher, okay? Which is why I've been so quiet on this particular segment. But, you know, you're right. I mean, you're right,
I'm Scottish.
I mean, you guys have got it. It's terrific stuff. But look at this whole bill, right? Mm. This, like, Christmas comes early in August. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a tax hike. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a tax hike. Mm-hmm. So this will be the most unpopular bill. They'll probably get it through by one vote. It will damage the economy. It will raise the inflation rate. People are going to be furious. The IRS is going to follow everybody around. Individuals, small businesses. It's just, you know, it's a terrible bill. Joe Manchin gave up his everything. I mean, he just broke my heart, Joe Manchin. He really did. He broke my heart. And I told him so yesterday. He called me. I said, Joe, you broke my heart.
Oh, jeez.
Did you kiss him like Fredo? I know it was you, Joe.
It was a phone call.
Broke my heart.
It was a phone call, but he's been so good to me, stopping all this crap up to now. And then he folded for one lousy pipeline in West Virginia.
Yeah.
He should have really held out for much more. It's Washington, after all.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's very disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for you, Larry.
Yeah, but you're in trouble.
Yes, Greg, as a black man, I commend you.
All right. Well, this story's great. We're out of time. Sonny Johnson, Larry Kudlow, Cat Tip, Tyrus, our awesome studio audience. Fox News Tonight with Evil Chanda, Britney's Next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.